Since the Human Dimensions Branch was established at the Natural Resource Program Center in 2012, one of the goals has been to promote learning, knowledge sharing, and collaboration around the application of social science to conservation problems. And so far, we've been doing this on an as-requested basis and through trainings, but Brad Milley has been leading efforts in the branch to do this more effectively and efficiently. I'm Danielle Ross Winslow, social scientist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Human Dimensions Branch. Brad is also a social scientist in the branch. Brad, will you tell us more about the project you've been working on?
Thanks, Danielle. The project is a relaunch of HDGov and the creation of the services team page on that site. HDGov was created by NOAA to serve as a centralized hub for Human Dimensions resources. The site went offline for a while and is now being reworked with a launch expected soon. There are several partners on the project, including the Service, USGS, NOAA, BLM, the Forest Service, the Park Service, Northern Michigan University, and others. Within HD.gov, the service is creating its own team page, a Human Dimensions portal specifically designed with service employees in mind. Some of the team page will be public-facing, that is, it will be accessible by anyone, while other features will exist solely for service employees.
So, if I go to the website, what am I going to find there?
What you'll find is a group of apps and elements that we feel will contribute to furthering the Human Dimensions knowledge and capacity within the service. These include an advanced search tool to help guide those new to Human Dimensions to the resources they're looking for, a blog that Juliet will talk about in a minute, a directory of Human Dimensions experts within the service, a news and announcements feed, an events calendar, and a Google-style search tool for quick access to resources.
Okay, well now I want to introduce Juliet Fernandez. Juliet is the assistant manager at Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge in Arizona, and she did a detail with the Human Dimensions branch from mid-April to mid-June. Could you share a bit more about your background and how this detail came about?
I'm a native to Arizona, and I got my degree in wildlife science and a minor in creative writing from the University of Arizona. I started with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about 10 years ago as the biologist at Imperial National Wildlife Refuge on the Colorado River. After that, I was the wildlife refuge specialist at Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge, and for the last 5 years, I've been the assistant manager there. I heard a presentation by Natalie Sexton, the branch chief at Human Dimensions, and I realized that the bulk of my day surrounded Human Dimensions, and honing my skills would make me a better manager. So I visited the Human Dimensions branch on a 60-day detail, where I helped to develop content for the rollout of HDGov.
And one of the things that you worked on in particular during your detail really tapped into your creative writing skills and interests. So I understand that in addition to the features Brad described, there's also a blog on the website, and that you developed some content for that blog. Can you tell us about some of the stories you intend to share there?
The blogs are really conversational stories tying Human Dimensions to the work we do as service employees. So it's intended to reach a broad audience within the service, and most of all, to inspire discussion. So just a few of the themes that I've written about include the value of stakeholder engagement, working with partners to save a species, and communicating risk on an international border refuge. But there are many others. These are serious topics, but they're written in a way to inspire and draw hope and excite readers. My most recent one was on economic value of wildlife refuges. While on my detail, I heard a webinar from the Human Dimensions broadcast series about economic value of wildlife refuges, and it inspired me to write a blog about it. We know from Banking on Nature that wildlife refuges bring huge economic value to communities and beyond, but they also bring a non-market value, and that's what I wanted to touch on in this blog. So the value of having a really stressful week and going out to a wildlife refuge and hiking up to an outlook, and suddenly the landscape opens up in front of you, and all of the stress from the week just floats off your shoulders. That's a value without a monetary tie. Or seeing your first saguaro cactus towering over a monsoon-riddled sky. Or teaching a child about an endangered species and empowering them to want to change the world. These are values that wildlife refuges bring. So I mentioned before that the purpose of the blog was to inspire discussion. Below the blog post is a discussion forum only visible to Fish and Wildlife Service employees, so it's a safe place to share your own similar situations, ask questions of each other, and share your expertise. The blog is just a way to kick off that dialogue.
Before we go, I'd just like to make a plug for the need for site content. The service team page is only as good as you, our Human Dimensions community members, make it. Once the site is launched in August, we want you to create an expert profile, write a blog or contribute to blog discussions, and submit interesting human dimensions resources that you come across. Stay tuned for more information from us on how to do these things once the site is fully up and running.
So a lot of great stuff there, and it is now up and running. The web address is my.usgs.gov/HD. To get directly to the services team page, tack on /team/USFWS. New sites always have quirks and kinks to work out. We hope you visit, and we'll be looking for your feedback so we can improve the site. To give feedback or for more information about anything you've heard here, or if you have something to share, email human_dimensions@fws.gov. Thanks to Brad Milley and Juliet Fernandez for recording this with us. Just wanted to mention that since we recorded this, Juliet is now the Southwest Region Refuge Supervisor for Arizona and New Mexico, so congratulations to her.